May 25, 1912. In the divine will, the soul becomes malleable in the hands of Jesus. This morning my always adorable Jesus, seeing me very oppressed, made me suckle from his heart, and then he told me, "My daughter, if one wants to make a hole in a hard object or give it another shape, that object would be ruined or shattered. But if it is tender or made of soft material, one can make the hole or give it the shape desired without fearing that it might break. And if one wanted to return it to the original shape, that object would offer itself with no difficulty. Such is the soul who lives in my will. She is a soft object. I can make of her whatever I want. Now I wound her, now I embellish her, now I enlarge her. In one instant I remake her again, while the soul is available for everything. She does not oppose herself to anything, and I always carry her in my hands, delighting continuously in her." May 30, 1912. The love of the souls gives life to Jesus. It forms him and it feeds him. Love forms their mutual rest. Continuing in my usual state, I felt oppressed for the privation of my always adorable Jesus. He came and told me, "My daughter, when you are without me, use this very privation to double, triple, increase 100-fold your acts of love toward me, so as to form an environment, a love, inside and out, and find me within this environment, more beautiful and as if reborn to a new life. Wherever love is, there I am. Therefore, there cannot be separation for the soul who really loves me. Rather, we form the same thing, because love seems to create me, to give me life, to feed me, to make me grow. I find my center in love, and I feel recreated and reborn, while I am eternal, with no beginning and with no end. But thanks to the soul who loves me, I enjoy love so much that I feel as if remade. Furthermore, in this love I find my true love, I find my true rest. My intelligence rests in the intelligence of the one who loves me. My heart, my desire, my hands and my feet rest in the heart that loves me, in the desires that love me, desiring only me, in the hands that work for me, and in the feet that walk only for me. Therefore, bit by bit, I go resting within the soul who loves me. While the soul, with her love, finds me everywhere and in every place, resting completely in me. In my love she remains reborn, embellished, and grows, in an admirable way, in my own love.